Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. As promised, he is the head coach at the University of Arkansas, the head men's basketball coach at the University of Arkansas. And he joins us now. His name is Mike Anderson. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great, man. Just thank you for the time, first of all, Coach. And I know you're running. Listen, congrats on a great season. But Coach, I must say, we were a little bit disappointed yesterday. We got Memphis's non-conference schedule. It came out. Beat writer put out the teams they're playing. You guys weren't on it, Coach.
Right.
You talk about let down city, brother. I know you've talked about it. Is that something you see in the future? Is maybe something we can renew, that Memphis-Arkansas rivalry?
Oh, without a doubt, that's the thing that Coach Tubby Smith and I have talked about since he took the job, renewing that series. And so hopefully we can get something started for next year. We weren't able to get in there this year, but hopefully this year, next year, because I think it's one that I think is ideal. It's this great matchup, bordering states, and not only that, just the games of the past. They've always been great series.
Absolutely. So you think we could see Memphis, Arkansas next season?
Well, let's hope so. Yeah, that's what we're working on. Yes, we are working on that as we speak, as a matter of fact.
Awesome.
In terms of the historical significance of Memphis versus Arkansas, why is that important? Why is it important to renew that?
Well, I just think it for a regional. And as a regional game, I think it's one that brings a great attention nationwide because when you think about the Hardaways, Todd Days, and the great teams, when Coach Finch was there, even when John came through there, Coach Richardson being here, some great basketball games, so to speak. And obviously Memphis is an area that we love Memphis players. We've had, three players on our team that were from Memphis, and we won a national championship. And everywhere I've been, I had Lawrence Bowers at Missouri, Lawrence Kennard at UAB, Marvette McDonald. So you go on and on. It's just a great history, and I guess some that we have Razorback fans that live there, and obviously Memphis is great basketball. So you're talking about great basketball schools, great basketball stories.
How tight are you and Tubby, Coach? Just curious.
Very good friends.
It sounds like it's gone back for a while.
Yes, it has. Were assistants, he was working for Coach Pitino at Kentucky, and of course, I was here for 17 years with Coach Richardson. So, Coach Smith is someone who I look up to and admire, and he's done some great things wherever he's been. And so, you look at those guys and their careers, and you try to emulate some of the things that they bring to the table. And the one thing about Tubby is, everywhere he's gone, he's won.
Absolutely. How many times, we are, of course, talking to Arkansas coach Mike Anderson, how many times have you thought about the last 3 minutes of that North Carolina game, Coach?
I tell you what, I haven't even watched the game. I can't go back and watch the game. In my mind, I already kind of know what happened. Uh-huh. We left a lot of opportunities, that slipped away, and hopefully we'll use that to our advantage this year from an experience standpoint. But we definitely was trying to get to Memphis. I want y'all to know that. We were like a couple of plays away from getting there, and obviously, once you get to that 16, a lot of things can take place, and we saw that with South Carolina, a team that, up until the SEC tournament, they were struggling, but they got hot at the right time, and we really felt we were one of the better teams playing at that particular time, but North Carolina's a team that I guess was destined for them to win. They got past us and had a scare down there, but at the end of the day, you survive in advance.
You talk to a lot of coaches about tough season-ending losses. John Calipari, when he was in Memphis, I believe he said he has never watched the film of the championship game. As a philosophy, do you ever go back and watch season-ending losses, or do you just try to block them out and forget about them?
Eventually, I will. You know, when I think about this team here, we had 7 new players that never donned a Razorback uniform. And so for this team to where they started off and how they develop and how they finish, I mean, that's a testament to our players and to our coaching staff of really our guys buying into what we're doing. And, you know, and we got a good core coming back next year. So I think in time I'll be able to watch it. But just to one thing it shows that we're close. And so we're knocking on the door. We lose to the eventual national champion team, and let's learn from it. It serves for motivation. So this summer is a big offseason for our team.
You mentioned bringing that core back. Part of that core is going to be Daryl Macon and Jalen Barford. They both declared for the NBA draft but have since decided to return for their senior seasons. Were there some sleepless nights there, Coach?
No, you know, you never ever know, you know, but I think we approach it the right way, and that is to give those guys the feedback, you know, as they put their name in, support them in their decision. And then at the end of the day, you know, they got to make hopefully the right decision. I think that's what it's all about. You know, they've just gotten here, and I think they just tapped in on some of the things that they're going to be able to do at this level. And so with a year under their belt now have an opportunity to get some feedback on where they are in terms of, you know, professional, which is to take place, hopefully it'll be on that. But now they can go back and go to work and get ready for hopefully a great senior year.
Coach, you played and coached under a man I consider one of the greatest to ever do it, in Nolan Richardson. We're talking about a Hall of Famer. I'm curious, what's the most important piece of knowledge or advice that Nolan gave you, or what's the one thing he said maybe repeatedly to y'all's players or to you that you find yourself maybe using and saying a lot? Were there a lot of them? Is there one that you remember most, one you use most?
Well, I say this, and people hear it all the time. I say, you know, you got to be who you are. Mm-hmm. I can't be Nolan Richardson. You know, obviously, 40 minutes of hell, that's Coach Richardson. You know, now, hopefully, the fastest 40 minutes is closer to that than what we do. But I can't be Coach Richardson. I got to be who I
Absolutely.
Am. So even when you talk about our teams, you know, our teams have been built on speed, athletic ability, quickness, defense, getting after you, and it's amazing. This past year, with this team I had this past year, it was probably one of my best free throw shooting teams I've ever had. I think it's the best free throw shooting been in Arkansas for 55 years. But we didn't really press all the time. I mean, we did it when we had to. I mean, we relied on a half-court defense. We ran out of it. We matched and matched our defense. We played multiple defenses, so it wasn't where we extended ourselves all the time. And in the end, I thought it gave us opportunities to win games. So there are different ways to win games. I think that's the key. He said, you know, you can't be married to a system. You're married
Absolutely.
To winning, and that's what we're married to, winning.
Just sticking with Nolan really quickly, has he indicated to you at all, and I'm sure you all have had talks about this, about what it's meant to him to have you there? I just wonder whether having you there, you getting the job at Arkansas, it being you, his guy, has helped heal some of the wounds for him.
I think it's connected. I think, you know, obviously he's a big part of what has taken place here. Without him, I'm not back here.
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely.
I think when you talk about a Hall of Fame coach, I think, you know, what he did is still having an effect on this program. I mean, you look at the it's amazing how cycles of players kind of develop. And that wasn't the case here when we were here. I was here for 17 years. We used to have a player once every 5 years
mm-hmm.
that could come up here and really impact our program. Now, I mean, we've got kids. I got 3 kids coming from the state of Arkansas next year.
Absolutely.
And then you look at Bobby Portis and the guys that have come through here and what they're doing now. I think that has a lot to do with what Coach Richardson, you know, did here in terms of promoting basketball. I think that's been big. But when you talk about, you know, former players coming back, being involved in this program, and also, you know, I'm like one of Coach's son or whatever it is. And so it's like the son comes home. He's at all the games. The fans really, they love this guy. I mean, he's Coach Richardson. That's who he is. And so I think it's kind of, I've been a uniter in bringing a lot of things together. And we just had a current player that played 18 years ago, Kareem Reed.
Yes, sir.
Walked across the stage the other day. And
yeah.
So that tells me the culture has really changed, where it's inviting these guys back and they're coming back in numbers.
We are, of course, talking to Arkansas basketball coach Mike Anderson here on Jason and John. Coach, when you got the job, I think there was obviously a ton of excitement, but it took 4 years to make the NCAA tournament. Now it's rolling. You've made the NCAA tournament 2 out of the last 3 seasons, and you were very close to beating the eventual national champion in North Carolina. But I'm just curious, in that 4 years, this isn't your first job. So what principles did you sort of lean on and rely on, knowing that it was going to take time? You know, if fans were getting sort of restless about mm-hmm. getting back to the NCAA tournament, how did you navigate that? What did you lean on just sort of specifically before that happened?
Well, you know, obviously when I went to UAB, it was very kind of like that as well. You mm-hmm. know, you had to go in and recultivate it and, you know, just stay true to who you are, you know. Bow your neck down and go to work and have some patience. Then I went to Missouri, and it was even worse. And so in 3 years, we were in Elite Eight. So I just knew the formula, and having a chance to come back here, obviously there's some tremendous challenges from an APR standpoint, just getting talent. And all that, Coach Richardson had created a monster. Yeah. And that monster was hungry, man, I'll tell you what. But I just think, you know, a lot of prayer, a lot of patience, a lot of faith, and just trusting, you know, building that trust with the kids that you bring in here. And I think, our staff did an awesome job of bringing in kids who bought into what we're trying to do. And you got to change that culture, but you got to stay mm-hmm. – it's a process. And I think that's the key. And you got to start winning off the floor before you win on the floor. And I think we're seeing that, you know, with our kids that are graduating, kids that are coming in here and pouring their all into the program. We're getting talent. You know, Bobby Portis, Michael Qualls, you think about that team there. Yeah. Kai Madden, they were an exciting team, and I think it has really set it where now this thing is ready to feed itself. And then having those guys last year come in, and now they're saying, you know what, we want to stay here. That's big. And so I think we're set to have some unprecedented success here.
I know every situation is different, Coach, but when you are taking over a new program year one, as you are sort of, you know, evaluating the trajectory, how long do you think it realistically takes for that coach to get it going? Is it 2 years? Is it a graduation cycle? I mean, when you are charged with sort of reinventing a culture, how long does that process take?
Well, you know, it took me a little faster than at UAB. It was my first head coaching job, and I was able to bring in some kids with me. At Missouri, you know, I didn't have a chance to bring in the kids because now you got 13 scholarships. They were all full. And then you had some APR issues when you came here. So you can't just run kids in and out of here. And I didn't have a chance to bring any kids with me. So with that being said, now the situation is going to dictate how long it's going to take.
Right.
And it took me, you know, that next recruiting class, which included Bobby Portis, I thought we got better each year. And that's the key. You got to have a starting point, and you got to continue to believe in what you're doing and continue to work and grind, and your administration's got to be supportive in what you're doing, because everybody right now is what have you done lately, man? It's just
right.
a fast cycle. So, but I did it in Missouri, UAB. I first got there. It took 3 years at Missouri and here. And, third year, I think we were in NIT, and the fourth year at NCAA tournament, and then on and on. So now I think we're set to have that success.
Coach, have you you touched on this earlier, and I got to go back and ask you, but have you ever had an out-of-state pipeline as fruitful as the one you and Nolan had running from here to Fayetteville? I mean, Coach, y'all could have had a little 901 patch on your jerseys, man, with all the Memphis guys you had. Look, I'll ask the question this way. Best Memphis player that you coached?
Well, that's hard to say. Obviously, the leading scorer in the history of school has been Todd Day, and rightly so. Very, very talented young man. He could put some numbers up, and now he's coaching in the state of Arkansas, Philander Smith. Ron Urey was a tremendous talent, was on those teams that went to the Final Four. One of the most competitive guys I've ever seen. He's just a winner. Was Corey Beck. The guy just played with his heart, man.
Absolutely.
And, Dwight Stewart was a tough matchup for a lot of people. You go on and on. Arlen Bowers, Clyde Fletcher. I mean, I sit here and just go naming those guys. But it just seemed like we got the right kids. You know, there are some kids that, you know, obviously Memphis can't take all of them. And so we'll take the next ones after that. How about that? We'll take the ones there that they didn't want. Cool. But we've had some tremendous success with those guys. And I think it's a neat situation because they're further enough away from home where they can do their own thing, but they're close enough where they can get back.
Yeah, that leads me into my next question. If you think it'll ever be like that again, where you're getting that much out of here?
Well, I think we no question about it. I think Memphis is going to have players, and I love Memphis players. I think they those kids they play the game. It just seems like they got an edge. They always want to get better, and so I love Memphis players.
I got one for you. Where is Alex Dillard, the man that could come across half court and he'd be in range? You any idea where Alex Dillard,
Alex
Joe
Alex Dillard's
shooter
in Birmingham,
is?
Alabama. He's assistant coaching at one of the high schools.
All right.
And he's still getting like 30 in the church league. He can still get 30.
He's
still shooting from the hash mark or deeper.
Like, he was unbelievable. All right, final one. I know you got a roll. Just the proudest moment of your career. You've had so many. Is it winning the national championship back in the 90s and 94, runner-up the next season? Is it getting your first head job? Is it getting Arkansas? What's been the proudest moment?
There have been a lot of great moments. I think obviously national championship stands out, but, and I'm becoming a head coach, I think, at UAB and going back home and just building and creating a great excitement in that city and just to see, the communities that are there really connect with that university, come out and support us. And I'm sitting in that press conference in UAB, and the proudest moment I could recall was, obviously my wife was there with me, mm-hmm. but my mother, who passed away 2 years after I was there at UAB in 04, but she was the proudest mom I ever seen. So actually coming back home and then having success, I thought that was big.
And she got to see you come back home. That's awesome. He is Arkansas basketball coach Mike Anderson. Coach, appreciate the time, man.
Honor
Thanks
and a pleasure,
so much.
Coach. Thank you for your time.
Thank you guys for having me on. And we at Memphis and Arkansas, we'll have a series, people.
We're looking forward
to it. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Coach.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.